Carlisle, longtime members of the Carlisle Golf Club, Bev and Deb Dunn, thoroughly enjoy the game. Driving by the ninth hole, their purple Yamaha golf cart can be often seen cruising the fairway. Weather permitting, the Dunns play up to 5 days a week and have a regular tee-off time of 10 a.m. They don't mind the wind but like many golfers detest the rain. Their regular playing partners include George and Pat Anderson, Eric and Colleen Stephenson and Rick and Darlene Burnett. Bev has golfed the Carlisle course since he was 8 years old. During the 60s, I cut the fairways after school and on weekends, on the old sand greens course under the supervision of Rusty Kerr, said Bev. That was a very long time ago. The Dunns are strong community supporters and participate and donate to all tournaments. We like the fresh air, the exercise, and meeting and visiting with people from all over. Clubhouse manager Terry Field and her competent staff are friendly and accommodating, said the Dunns. Steve Polsom and his crew are the best in the business. Our course is in excellent condition and our greens are beautiful to putt on. Also, I would like to commend Jackie Rutledge for her great work with the landscaping around the clubhouse, added Bev. The golfing goal of both Bev and Deb is to score a hole in one. They recently witnessed their first when playing partner Tim LaCoyer shot one in the Carter Morrison tournament last month. The Dunns will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary next June. Together with brother Wayne, Bev was the owner of Dunn Transport for many decades and transferred ownership to his son Perry and nephew Clint in 2015. They also have a daughter Renee, who lives in Beaumont, Alta. They have three grandchildren, Taylor, Eric and Blaze. The Dunns are strong supporters of the town of Carlisle and the Carlisle Golf Club. They are in relatively good health and plan on continuing to golf for a very long time. As long as we are on the right side of the grass, we will keep swinging the clubs, said Deb with a smile.